Hello and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration, a moment to encourage and inspire one another with the word of God. It is my prayer that God has continued to guide you and to show himself strong on your behalf this month of April. His loving kindness and faithfulness have brought you this far. Our topic this week has been to do with learning our list. There is a list that God has marked out for us to learn. When God called us, he enlisted us in a list. God has been urging us the whole of this week on why we need to learn the list that is marked out for us. We have seen different aspects of this list. It was started by the Lord Jesus, and the scripture reminds us that Jesus learned and finished his course. He finished his course with those powerful words on the cross when he said, "It is finished." And I am here to assure you, my brother and my sister, it is finished. Jesus did everything that was there to be done, and he has granted us victory in all aspects of our lives. And of course, when he finishes, he says that because I live, you also live. Because I have learned this lesson, overcome, you can be so sure that the same grace will also be there for you. You will learn the lesson, and you will be able to overcome. Jesus learned his lesson and finished well. We have a responsibility as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and as people that has been purchased with his own blood to learn this list and also finish the way our Lord and Savior Jesus finished. Amen. And of course, we also saw that apart from Jesus, there is a cloud of witnesses. There are others who have gone through the same challenges, through the same struggles. They have fought the same battles you're fighting. They have faced the same situation and circumstances. They have fought the same enemy that you're fighting, the enemy of our faith, and that is the devil. They overcame. They are a crowd of witnesses. And the scripture says, now that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, we have no excuse. Let us learn the list that is marked out for us with perseverance. Let us look to Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. We have people who learn ahead of us. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob learned. Joseph learned his lace, and he overcame fighting the same demons that we are fighting today. There was Moses, there was Joshua and Miriam. They learned their lace, and they overcame. David came. Others came. The apostles were there. The prophets, they learned the lace, and they won. My brother and my sister, we are left with no excuse. Oh, yes, the same challenges, the same battles who they are fighting is the same one that we are fighting. The same devil that we're fighting is the same devil we are fighting. And so we have a responsibility to make sure that as we learn our list, we register the victory that these dear ones also registered. And we saw that because they learn, then we have to learn our list. We have to make sure that we don't compare ourselves with others. We fall into the danger of comparing when we try to see what others are doing that we are not doing, what others are endured that we are not endured. Remember, God has marked your track. Paul said that I count my life as nothing provided I learn the list and finish it. The list that was entrusted to me by God. You have a responsibility to learn your list. Don't compare yourself to others. Keep to your track. Do what you have to do. Don't care and don't seek to mind what is happening in the life of others. If, of course, you can help when you're where you're called upon to help, where you're called to encourage. But remember, you have your list. And when you stand before God, you will not be judged on the basis of what happened in somebody else's life. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and every one of us will give an account of himself to God. Learn your list. You will never be asked what happened in the life of another. It will all be a question of what did you do with the list that God marked out for you. And of course, we also saw that there is need for us to hold what God has given us. When we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, we were given a baton. You know, it's like the lily list where people pass one baton to another. Yes, there is a baton that was passed over to you. The person who prayed for you, you know, the person who led you to the faith, they passed over a baton of faith to you. Don't let it die with you. You have a responsibility to make sure that you pass this baton to future generations. You have this responsibility of making sure that the fire of the gospel that was lit in you keeps burning
until the Lord comes. Don't let the faith that was passed over to you die with you. Pass on the baton. Hold on what you have, lest anybody takes away. That is what the scripture was telling us. We have a responsibility of making sure that we guard jealously the heritage of faith that was passed down to us, and we pass it over to the future generations what we received. May God help us that we will hold on to what we have. And even as we learn this, there is need for endurance. The scripture admits that it's not going to be easy. It's a battle. There are challenges you will face. There are things that will come against you. It is not going to be easy. There is need for endurance. Sometimes you'll go through rough patches. There are seasons of grace, yes. But sometimes it's going to be a battlefront. But there is need for endurance. And the scripture says, endure, so that after you have done the will of God, you will receive what was promised. Endurance means that you have to be, you are prepared. You bear the pain. You bear the challenges and the struggles that come your way. Endure, so that after you do the will of God, you will receive what was promised. The scripture says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24, don't you know that in a race everyone learns, but only one person gets the prize? So learn to win. You're not learning just for the sake of learning. You are learning to win. And Paul says that all abilities are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I learn with a purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. There is a race. Let us learn according to the rules that have been entrusted to us. God bless you. Let us pray together. Father, we are grateful for the encouragement that we get from your word. Thank you for challenging us to learn the list that is marked out for us with the confidence. And I pray for my brother and my sister. The Lord, you will grant us the grace and the ability to learn the list that you have marked out for us. Not to give in to pressure, not to give in to fear, not to give in, dear loving Father, to challenges from the enemy, but to learn the list in such a way as to discipline ourselves and even to do whatever it takes to honor you with the list that you have entrusted us to learn. I pray for my brother and I pray for my sister that you will grant them the grace, the strength, the courage, and the discipline to learn the list the way you have called us to learn. Thank you for speaking to us and thank you for encouraging us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful, my brother and my sister. Thank you for joining me for this inspiration. I don't take it for granted. You are a blessing and thank you so much for your time. God has enlisted in your list. Don't let him down. Learn. And can I tell you, victory is on your side. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Have yourself a fantastic day. And thank you for your comments and for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. I salute you. May God's grace abound in your life. Have yourself a beautiful day. And thank you so much. Mm-hmm.